Uncertainty about Muammar Gaddafi's hometown. The battle for Libya has boiled down to a street fight for the coastal road linking Tripoli and Benghazi. It's a tale of two cities, a 12-hour drive that has become a lifetime in the bloody battle for what they call in Libya the Al-Fatah Road. It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. Street fights and road warriors in Libya on this Friday, April 1st. I'm John Hockenberry. Celeste Headlee is on assignment. Let's go to the morning's top news and begin in London, where we're getting reports that there may be other folks following Moussa Koussa, the former foreign minister of Libya, who defected yesterday and is still being debriefed by MI6 intelligence officers in London. Joining us now is Jonathan Marcus from our partner, the BBC. Jonathan, good morning.
Yes, good morning, John.
It appears as though there are some talks going on which may herald the end of the Gaddafi government. But what are the details at this point?
I think we've got to be very, very cautious. What we've had now are two high-level defections. You've had the foreign minister, Moussa Koussa, turning up in Britain the other day. Also a former foreign minister and UN representative of Libya, Ali Abu Salem al-Treki. He's defected to Egypt. Now, what we've been hearing as well is talk about an envoy who we believe came to Britain and went back, or appears at least to have left Britain, to talk to senior figures here. What's not clear, though, if you think back week or so, there were efforts by the Libyans to send out envoys to a number of governments, a number of countries, to talk to them about various issues. We're not sure whether this envoy that was sent to Britain is very much part of that effort, or whether it represents something more specific about talking about an end game for the regime in Tripoli.
Even though if it is a combination of people sort of popping up and calling their friends in the UK from Libya to say, bail me out here, or an orchestrated campaign, an orchestrated sort of endgame negotiation to get Gaddafi out of Libya, it strikes me as almost bizarre that Libyans would choose to go to the UK, where many of these senior officials are actually wanted for crimes.
Well, that is interesting. It's been noted in terms of Foreign Minister Moussa Koussa, British opposite number, of course, who's still in his job, William Hague. He said that there won't be any immunity for the former Libyan foreign minister. Of course, what's interesting is that Britain was one of the key players, British diplomacy, the intelligence services and so on, even some industrial interests, were amongst the key players in the moves that brought the Libyan regime in from the cold. So there are very well established ties to Britain. Saif Gaddafi, the Libyan leader's son, obviously studied here as well. So it's clear that there is this network of links, and it's that network that these people clearly are drawing on now.
Jonathan Marcus from our partner, the BBC, reporting on London on a network that is lit up at what might be the sort of end game, the last hours of the regime in Muammar Gaddafi's Libya. Although, as Jonathan Marcus says, we have to be cautious. The U.S. preparing to pull back its planes from the international air campaign in Libya, looking for NATO to take up the slack. That's happening today. Ohio's governor has signed a new sweeping collective bargaining law that largely cuts bargaining for public employees here in the U.S., including police and firefighters. Those were two groups left untouched in the similar Wisconsin standoff over collective bargaining rights. And the day after the Yankees took the mound in New York, some in the Northeast are bracing for yet another snowstorm today in a winter that refuses to end. But there may be some warm weather in store for the economy. The Labor Department releases job numbers from the month of March later this morning. It's expected that employers added 185,000 jobs last month. The unemployment rate expected to stay steady at 8.9%. Asian markets up, European indices mixed. Futures are up for Wall Street. The Dow starts at 12,320, 1,326 for the S&P. The NASDAQ begins at 2345. We end our college series with Ben Kobliner later on this hour, answering all your questions about the value of a college education. Stay with us.
What's your take? Leave a comment at thetakeaway.org or call us toll-free at 877-8-MY-TAKE.
869-8253.